The Dangers of the Hour. College View, Nebraska, September 21, 1904. The great need of efficient helpers for the work in Washington, men who would use every talent for the glory of God, has been presented before me. Many doors will be opened in that place. There are many, many grievous things that have worried and greatly burdened brethren Daniels and Prescott, and they need help. There is a most important work to be done in the vicinity of Washington, and men that are sound in the faith are needed there. Aggressive efforts are to be put forth. May the Lord place a heavy burden upon every working agency. Those who understand the reasons of our faith need now to take hold as they have never taken hold before to bring strength and encouragement to the Lord's servants. Let each one help the other. Let no one suppose that it will pay to be selfish and egotistical. A discouraged man soon loses his grip. Every one who loves God and keeps his commandments must now take his share of responsibility. Every species of error that the enemy can devise will be brought in. Men will seek to make God a non-entity. Spiritualistic sophistries will come in from various sources. Fables will be exalted in the place of the pure words of eternal truth. There will be lords many and gods many. Satan will use intrigue in an effort to remove the pillars of truth. The efforts of those who stand on the true foundation will be needed to resist him. We are not called upon to enter into controversy with those who hold false theories. Controversy is unprofitable. Christ never entered into it. It is written, "Is the weapon used by the world's Redeemer?" Let us keep close to the Word. Let us allow the Lord Jesus and His messengers to testify. We know that their testimony is true. Christ is over all the works of His creation. In the pillar of fire He guided the children of Israel, His eyes seeing past, present, and future. He is to be recognized and honored by all who love God. His commandments are to be reverenced and cherished and obeyed. They are to be the controlling power in the lives of His people. The tempter comes with the supposition that Christ has removed His seat of honor and power into some unknown region, and that men need no longer be inconvenienced by exalting His character and obeying His law. Human beings are to be a law unto themselves, he declared. The sophistries he brings in discount and make nothing of God. Restraint and moral control in the human family are destroyed. Restraint upon vice grows more and more feeble. The world loves not, fears not, God. And those who do not love or fear God soon lose all sense of obligation to one another. They are without God and without hope in the world. The churches have become as described in the 18th chapter of Revelation. Why are the messages of Revelation 14 given? Because the principles of the churches have become corrupted. John writes, "I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation and kindred and tongue and people, saying with a loud voice, Fear God and give glory to Him, for the hour of His judgment is come, and worship Him that made heaven and earth and the sea and the fountains of water." Verses 6, 7. This message is to be proclaimed by all who carry forward the work of God in these last days, from the highest to the lowest. And there followed another angel, saying, "Babylon is fallen, that great city, because she made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication." And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, "If any man worship the beast and his image, and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation. And he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. Verses 8 to 10. Apparently, the whole world is guilty of receiving the mark of the beast. But the prophet sees a company who are not worshiping the beast, and who have not received his mark in their foreheads or in their hands. Here is the patience of the saints, he declares. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. Verse 12. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, Write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. And I looked, and behold, a white cloud, and upon the cloud one sat like unto the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle. Verses 13, 14.
The truths of Revelation are to be studied. I am charged to give this message to all our churches with pen and voice. The solemnities of the present time call for all our energies and tact and capabilities. We are living in the last days of this earth's history, and those who have a clear, well-defined message will feel the responsibility of bearing this message to the world.